Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I am delighted to have Doug Fisher, Senior Vice President and General Manager of the Software and Services Group at Intel, with me today. Welcome, Doug.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So, Doug, it's an exciting day for Intel. We just came out of hosting our AI Day, the first time that Intel's really come out and given a great perspective on our vision for artificial intelligence. You know, you just got off stage, Doug. Tell me a little bit about the big announcements in terms of engaging with developers that you delivered today.
Yeah, I think the way to look at it is the theme I used was upstreaming. And what that really means to me is we're looking at every opportunity to upstream and enhance and improve the capabilities in artificial intelligence. Directly from Intel, we're doing quite a few things, starting with the frameworks that all the data scientists use. We're working in taking advantage of the deep competency we have in open source software and our tools and optimizing the frameworks that people, data scientists, developers use, upstreaming our work to ensure that the best capabilities are in those frameworks. We're also delivering an amazing set of tools for these developers to then deploy the solutions into the market. We also want to expand the footprint of those who participate, engaging directly with Intel through our Intel Developer Zone and look for the AI Academy capabilities will allow people to get access to these tools and frameworks and all the knowledge and participation that they want to have with Intel on artificial intelligence. It's a wonderful place for all of those wanting to get involved to start. In addition, we're working with universities on academic programs, student engagements to accelerate the passion of AI solutions at the university level. You heard me talk about that today. And then to scale this, we really want to reach the broadest number of people. And so we're working with Coursera to scale the programs that we put together, to scale the knowledge and the webcasts that we've built out to grow the knowledge and the capabilities that we have to offer so that we have a large number of people innovating and developing solutions for artificial intelligence and taking advantage of the platforms and solutions that we have to offer at Intel. And so that's why we have different upstream capabilities that we're focusing on at Intel.
Now, obviously, the industry has been working on machine learning and advanced analytics for a long time, but it seems like development in this area has sped up over the last couple of years. What is driving that engagement from the developer community to really look at this space more closely and push innovation even faster?
What you're seeing is really the capability of our compute solutions that we offer at Intel and the optimizations we're able to do in the software space has really come together to make it viable to actually deliver these solutions to the market in various forms. You're seeing a lot of energy around autonomous driving. That's one that's showcased heavily because the ability to put that compute power in vehicles to allow them to have that down in the future is now a reality. And so I think you're really seeing a culmination of the technology capabilities from Intel and others allowing people to have that opportunity to invest now and bring real solutions that are viable to the market.
Now, one of the things that I know folks have talked about is the lack of open tools and libraries to drive software innovation. What is Intel doing in that arena?
We are one of the largest investors in open source software in the industry. We are number one contributor to Linux. We're very deep in our open source capabilities. And you're seeing not only Intel, but a lot of people in the industry recognizing the value of open source and the innovation acceleration it creates into the market. And so we're engaging in all the major frameworks, whether it's Theano, Torch, or Neon, all the different frameworks, Cafe. We're investing upstream using our open source expertise to accelerate the capabilities and performance of those frameworks. In addition, we're open sourcing some of our libraries that are critical to getting access to the performance hardware capabilities that we're delivering to the market with us, Xeon, Xeon Phi, and others. And then we're building open source tools to help data scientists and developers deploy these solutions into various form factors so that they can actually have onboarded scoring solutions, that the tools are designed to deploy the right capability on that platform. So all these involve our open source efforts that we have such deep competency in at Intel.
Now, I thought one of the most interesting announcements of the day as a whole was the announcement of the AI Academy. That really takes another step forward in not just delivering the tools, but providing the training and peer engagement to put those tools into action. Can you tell me a little bit more about it?
Yeah, you know, what we're doing is we have, like I said, deep competency in our tool capabilities and our platforms. And so we're reaching out to a select set of universities where they focus on this kind of academic curriculum. And then we're finding individuals within those universities who have deep passion and are inspired about moving this capability forward and broadening the footprint of people that participate. And so we're engaged with them with hardware platforms, tools, education to help them accelerate their investment and capabilities in this area, as well as train others and bring others into this fold so that we broaden the footprint of people participating, which then creates this virtual cycle of capability and development to accelerate what we're deploying in artificial intelligence.
The thing that you said about the Kaggle competition really caught my eye. Can you tell me why these kinds of competitions are important?
It's an opportunity to really put our assets behind individuals who have passion. We don't have the ability to have all the great ideas at Intel. So what we try to do is ensure that we deliver the right platforms and tools and then expertise to help and foster that innovation. So why it's so important is because it's a centerpiece to foster innovation on our technology and capabilities that we deliver from Intel. And that's what we're doing with the competition.
Obviously, the things that you've talked about have really engaged the software developer community and the data science community to further their engagement in terms of optimizing AI workloads on Intel architecture. But you guys are going even further with the Student Ambassador Program. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, we've launched what's called the Intel Student Developer Program. It really is about harnessing the passion of students who have the ability to help drive this is a developer capability broader than just what we can in the universities. So we look for individuals within universities and reaching out to multiple universities that we can help support with capabilities, tools, and education from the things we have to offer to allow them to, one, innovate and drive their passion to reality with the capabilities we offer, but two, they reach to others in the university, broadening those who want to participate. It really is trying to fuel the passion of individuals at the university.
Doug, when you look at the future of artificial intelligence and you look at what your organization is driving, what are you most excited about here? And where do you think that the industry should be looking for this next wave of innovation?
Well, you know, you cannot predict where the innovation will come from and what it'll be around. There's one thing I've learned in my career is you just cannot predict where these innovations will take hold. But what I can say is I'm really excited about the things that are being innovated on that really help accelerate benefits to everybody on the earth, whether it's in healthcare and the ability to predict healthcare issues and opportunities to improve healthcare, all the way to autonomous driving, which if you look at the statistics, having that capability in the next 5 years is going to be tremendous in changing the landscape of how we travel, congestion, pollution, as well as just reducing the number of accidents on the road. So I just see this as an amazing base capability that will allow people to innovate and drive things that are just for the betterment of our society as a whole, as well as safety and health and all those other areas.
Doug, it was a real pleasure talking to you today. One final question for you. I'm sure folks have been interested in what you've shared. How can folks follow you online to find out what you and your organization are talking about in the future?
Well, we have the Intel Developer Zone, which is really the jump-off point for everybody to participate in the software work we're doing. That's a great place to get the tools and engagements and capabilities we have to offer. We have knowledge experts on that. We have access to all of our optimized tools and frameworks. It is really a great single point for everybody to participate, not only from the tools and platforms, but also individuals who can help you online as well. So that's a great place to go. You can also follow me on Twitter at Doug W. Fisher if you want to hear what's on my mind.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Doug, for the time today. We'd love to have you back.
Thank you, Allison. I appreciate it.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.